Hi, my name is Shani, and I'm giving you a courtesy call back from customer service. May I please get your zip code to pull up your account?
43204.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Mirami.
Okay, can you verify your address for me?
3713 Windward Way, apartment 303. Columbus, Ohio, 43204.
Thank you for verifying that information. Now, I do see here that you do have our Hype watch as well as those AirPods. How can I help you?
They have charged me recently, I guess, October 8th, of $54 from BlazeCar. So I didn't purchase anything. It was like by mistake or something. Can you just see on my account what did I order?
Okay. Now, the reason why you're seeing that charge of the $59.97 being applied to your account, Ms. Amin, is because when you originally placed your order back on August the 20th for the Hype watch, now you did just pay that $6.97 shipping and handling. However, with that, you did have a 14-day trial as forced you to try the watch out to see if you'd like to go ahead and continue on with the watch. Now, being that your account did not get closed within that 14-day trial or the watch receipts back, you are being charged that one-time retail price for the watch that you received, which is why you're seeing that $59.97 being applied to your account.
But I don't want the AirPods, so can I return them?
Okay. Now, you are more than welcome to go ahead and return the watch, but we do have a $9.95 restocking fee. Now, what I can do for you, Ms. Amin, so that way you are able to go ahead and keep the watch, now I can offer you a 35% refund of that $59.97, which would be $20.08 going back to your account, and you're more than welcome to go ahead and keep the watch that you have.
So they have charged for the AirPods or the watch?
Now, when you pay for the watch, you did just pay the postage only, which was the $6.97. It wasn't paying the retail price for the watch.
No, I think, one second, so once they charged me for $6.97, and then they charged me $29.97 again.
Now, the $29.97 was for the earbuds that you received. That's a one-time price. The $59.97 charge that you're seeing, that's the retail price for your watch, because your watch was just on a trial period when you initially received it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. All right, you can just give me that 30% or whatever discount.
Okay.
It is.
Well, if you'll give me just a second, I'll get that discount applied to your account, okay?
Mm-hmm. And it will be refunded?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So, again, that will be $20.98 going back to your account.
Okay, no problem.
And it may take about 3 to 5 business days before you see those funds return back to your account. But you do not have any future charges coming out of your account, okay?
Okay, yeah. And then can you go ahead and close that account for me?
Yes, ma'am. Your account is already closed. There's nothing recurring on here.
Okay, yeah.
All right, now I do have your account updated and also that refund issued for $20.98, and you're welcome to go ahead and keep the watch that you have. And you should be receiving email confirmation of this refund as well. Now, is there anything else that I may assist you with today?
No, that's all. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you again for calling customer service. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.